The Australian government hopes an international meeting this week in Sydney will generate support for its plan to reduce deforestation and cut greenhouse gas emissions. Canberra has pledged $175 million for a World Bank-backed fund to reduce forest destruction and illegal logging in the Asia-Pacific region. Australian officials say that almost 4.5 million trees are destroyed around the world every day. The government argues that if deforestation is halved, trees could absorb 3 billion more tons of greenhouse gas emissions each year, or 10% of total emissions. Scientists say the emissions, generally created by burning fuels such as oil and coal, contribute to global warming and climate change. Canberra proposes a global network using satellite technology to monitor logging. Speaking ahead of the start of the conference on Monday, Australian Environment Minister Malcolm Turnbull said it would test international support for his deforestation initiative.
We are going to need technology, we're going to need money, we're going to need goodwill and a lot of cooperation. Some of the largest deforesters in the world will be there, in the sense that countries like Indonesia and Brazil, the countries of big tropical forests where most of the deforestation is occurring, are going to be present.
The meeting in Sydney brings together officials from China, Brazil, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, the Solomon Islands and the United States. Environmentalists have criticised the Australian deforestation plan. They say it relies only on voluntary measures to reduce deforestation without binding targets. It also is outside the United Nations negotiations on slowing down the destruction of forests and natural vegetation. Climate change is emerging as a pressing issue in this year's Australian election. The environment will also be a key part of the agenda at September's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Sydney. Australia says the APEC meeting will focus on addressing climate change with the world's economic heavyweights, the US, Japan, China and India. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.